I don't even know how
I
they
guess
came up with
nothing's impossible, but shit. Literally.
it.
Ready.
Healer.
Killer.
Okay. All right. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Here we are.
Virtual again.
I was just about to say remote again.
Oh, same thing. Remote, virtual.
But you know what? That's okay. It's very COVID-esque.
Yeah.
Sometimes I miss the days of quarantine, of March 2020, when everybody was still nice to each other and people were buying their neighbors' groceries
When
and
people
stuff
were
like
like
that.
respecting other people and humans.
Yeah. And we thought that we were just gonna have to like be in our house for 2 weeks, and we were like, oh my God, like vacation. That's the quarantine that I miss. Bring
I
back my
missed the
quarantine.
quarantine
Like,
where I would nap every single day. Yep.
was the best phase of quarantine.
Oh yeah, I miss it sometimes. Not really though.
Sometimes,
Not
sometimes.
really.
But anyway, how y'all doing?
I'm okay. I'm real tired.
I woke up at 3:50 this morning.
I did not. I just have been writing papers all weekend. So I'm tired, but at least I can sleep until 7.
Nope.
Yeah, you're like, can't relate, bitch.
At 7 a.m. I was making cold brews.
Could have been making mine, just saying. Just kidding. I live close enough. Maybe one day.
Well, hope everybody's good.
Yay!
Hope everybody has had a good
Happy Black History Month.
time. Happy
It's been
Black
a
History
while.
Month.
Sorry we've been so inconsistent. We'll get there.
Eventually, yeah.
Maybe if you
One
guys
day.
listen. Just kidding.
But yeah, so nice catching up, nice chit
Yeah,
chatting.
if you want us to chat some more, let us know. I keep getting spam emails, dude. Like the COVID-19 tests. That's I did not sign up for this. I get Lowe's gift cards a lot and CVS gift cards and Home Depot gift cards. Girl, I'm not stupid.
I get we've been having a problem with your Amazon account. I
That's
get those text messages. Or
my
like we've had
mind.
trouble processing your Amazon order or something. Those are my favorite.
And I'm like, girl, I didn't order anything.
Yeah, or sometimes when I did order something, I'm like, girl, I just got another notification that is about to be delivered. So
So which one are
which one is
you
it?
buying? My Amazon account is in my name, and my mom will sometimes get emails like that, and she's like, "Is this true?" And I'm like, "No, girl, it's a scam. Don't click on it." She clicks on it every time. Maybe I
I
should
was
have known.
convinced that I got a virus onto my last phone because I would just click on that shit.
The Nigerian princess or something.
You know, like $1 million waiting for me in some bank in Africa,
You know, if only. If we can only.
Do you remember that? Do you remember that show from The Office or that episode from The Office where
I
he was
sure
like,
do.
well.
Michael supporting five Nigerian princes. Whatever.
Yep.
All right, A. Well, it's an Elena case, so.
It is an Elena case, and it definitely is.
Oh.
And what I mean by that is that it is not, there's no victim. It is
Elena,
just a
this is a
fucked up
true
thing
crime
that
podcast.
happened. Huh?
I said this is a true crime podcast.
This is just a fucked up event
Okay. Oh,
that
God damn
happened.
it. The last time you did this, one of these, I cried.
This one is more like mental healthy. This is actually a mental disorder that they are trying to get put into the DSM-5. But it is not there yet.
Interesting.
We'll talk about it.
Okay,
I
I'm hooked.
don't think that you know who this is, because I had no idea who this is. It popped off on TikTok a little bit ago, but I
Okay.
don't think that you know who this is.
Crime talk.
Crime talk. That's where I heard about it. So, we're just gonna get right into it. And this is a lot of this information is from a YouTube video, because this not only is this recent, most of it is based off her Instagram, like who we're gonna be talking about. Today we're talking about Kelly Ronahan. And this YouTube channel called Getting Spooky put most of this information together for us. So,
Nice, thanks.
well, shout out Getting Spooky.
Yeah, sure.
Kelly Ronahan, I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce her name, but that's how I'm gonna pronounce it.
Okay.
Is a ballet dancer from Canada in her late 30s. Finding information on her early life is very hard because a lot of what we know about her is from her posts online, and she lies online a lot.
Oh, perfect.
So we know that she's a dancer, she's a ballet dancer, and she lives in Canada, and that she's in her late 30s. She also has a twin sister named Gina, and both of her parents are surviving. They both are involved in her life. They love her. And Kelly, so from very early age, Kelly and her twin sister were kind of like, they're obviously twins are very similar, but she wanted to set herself apart a little bit. So she failed 7th grade. It's nuts.
Oh,
We don't know.
wait. Intentionally? She chose to fail?
We don't know. We don't know if
Okay.
it's like if it was to set herself apart from
That's
her
a way to do
sister,
it, I guess.
or if it was just she just happened to fail, but she did fail 7th grade. And it was definitely something that she was expressing through her actions that she wanted to be more individualized. She wanted to be a little bit more separate from her twin. Now we're going to get into her Instagram. And it is very interesting because remember how I told you that she had like a loving family and stuff? Well, to Facebook and Instagram, she was a sex worker who had a pimp that would beat her. And she would post pictures of injuries that her pimp had given to her. So she would post pictures of black eyes and bruises, and she would post like stories about what has happened to her. I didn't give many trigger warnings because I figured I would just give them along the way, but this is a trigger warning that's a little intense. She claimed once that her pimp forced her to be intimate with an animal and then eat that animal.
Oh, wait.
Now, I'm just going to clarify. None of this is verified. This is just what she's posted.
I have gathered that from the way you're speaking about her, because we've said it here before, we believe victims, but the way that you're stating this, you're like, she
Also, well,
claimed.
like I said, there's no victim. There's technically no crime, and we'll talk about that later. But we don't know where she is right now, so she could potentially hear this.
Dude, she sounds like a lot.
So,
And if you're listening, you sound like a lot.
and if she's listening, I want to give her the benefit of the doubt because I know that she like looks at stuff for, we'll get into all of it, but want to
Okay.
give her the benefit of the doubt.
Sure.
We'll just explain everything as much as I
I'm just here for
can,
the ride.
but we'll see how it goes. So that's where she's at with the internet, and she's posting things that are giving her like certain types of attention. And she was diagnosed with PTSD from seeing therapists and psychotherapists. I'm not sure if it was because of the sex work and stuff. Again, it's not verified. We don't know if that actually happened and she was posting or if she lied about it, but she was diagnosed with that, and she was getting treatment for it. So at least that's where her treatment starts. But then around 2015, she started posting about being in the hospital. And she would have an IV attached to her, and she'd be like standing there, like with the IV bag, like the big metal pole. And she was getting like a lot of blood transfusions. She was visiting the hospital a lot, and she was getting these blood transfusions, but like an obscene amount, like a lot. She was getting 3 to 4 bags every 2 weeks.
That's a lot.
That is That is like a shot glass a day of blood, which is a lot. So she claimed that she needed this in order to survive. And Kelly would document all of this treatment on social media. She also claimed to suffer from an eating disorder and from self-harm, but she claimed that she was now free of both those things. So, coupled with all these things, she also says that the reason for her recent hospital visits is because she's suffering from anemia. So, what was happening to Kelly was she was just losing massive amounts of blood and they didn't know why. And generally, when you lose blood like that for an illness like anemia, it's over the course of time and it's smaller amounts that kind of add up to a larger amount. It's not just a sheer drop off of you're losing a liter of blood. Like, so there starts to become some suspicion around why she's needing so many transfusions and all this stuff,
Like by
because
doctors
also
and stuff.
by doctors, by, I mean, she was posting all this and
Oh,
she was
right.
posting this to gain attention. Like, it's not like
Yeah.
she was just posting it as a part of her normal posts. This was most of her social media.
Got it.
So, there's already some suspicions with it, but news outlets in her surrounding Canada area heard about Kelly's story and they wanted to offer her support. So they organized blood drives in her honor and they encouraged blood donations. They used her as a spokesperson, and she actually made a visit to one of the local blood banks and dropped off gifts for the donors that were helping her survive, like we're saving her life. So like I said, the doctors were growing to be a little bit more suspicious about why she was losing all this blood. Because also with these things, with these types of illnesses that you do have blood loss, the blood is going somewhere.
Yeah.
It's not just vanishing. And she really didn't have an answer for it until later she was kind of called out on this website, which I guess is kind of like Reddit. It's called LOL Cow. I know. But they theorized that she was bleeding herself from a port of some kind. That, so you know, like when you get blood taken from you, they stick the needle and then there's like a little part outside that they then
Yeah.
put the tube in, and that's what bleeds you.
Yeah.
So they were thinking that since she was getting this done so often, that she was bleeding herself periodically so that she would really be losing blood that she would need transfusions for. But it wasn't like factual, like it wasn't because of a disease, it was more self-inflicted,
Yeah.
which is a type of Munchausen syndrome, which is where she kind of falls into. And so basically, like I said, she was also documenting all this stuff online. And if there's one thing about the internet is that people look into shit. People look into shit.
You got that.
So she would post these, she would post like pictures from her treatments, pictures of her tests, pictures of all this stuff. And of course, the internet tore that shit up. And there was this one picture that she posted of her levels. And someone posted that for this to be the case, it would not, like, this doesn't look like an anemia blood test. It looks like a sudden drop in blood. Like, her tests are fit, like, fairly, you know, they go up and down and then it's a drop. So it's
Yeah.
like there's explainable things as to why these things occur, and the explanations she was giving were not coming up with it. So after some period of time, after she was posting all this stuff, she then posted a GoFundMe, to raise money to be able to afford this new treatment and this new expensive medication that she claimed that she was needing to survive. She also claimed that she needed to have her uterus removed and to start seeing a naturopathic, or we would know it as a holistic doctor, which would not be covered under the Canadian free healthcare system. So now she's bringing money involved, and people are like, okay, like you can be like fucking with people, I guess, on the internet, but like not taking their money for it. So then, of course, the people on these forums are calling her out more. They're like, every time she's updating, they are also like looking into her, like,
yeah.
They are vetting out her facts, all this stuff. And after she was called out from LOL Cow, she posted that she was being bullied online. Like, her as an adult, she's being bullied. And people, specifically the admins from the forum on LOL Cow that like were discussing these things with her, found out that her IP address matched posts from the forum. So not only was she impersonating family members and friends, she was impersonating doctors to back up her tests.
That's so fucking wild.
So she really, she doubled down. Like, she was really trying to get all these people on her side.
You know what?
And
she did, and she tried. She really did. If there's anything you can give her.
If there's anything you can give this woman, she really went through all of it. And
she's
it's
determined.
It's crazy just the lengths that she went to. Because it's like, okay, a doctor is going to be going, like, I guess doctors go onto Reddit and stuff like on their free time. They're just normal people like we are. But they're going to go back up this unexplained disease that people are like, no, it's no secret that she's losing blood. She's just not losing it to anemia. Like, so after all this came out, it came out that her IP address was attached to it, blah, blah, blah. She took the social media again, and she posted the origin of the original reason why she started losing blood, and it was uterine fibroids. If you don't know what that is, they are little, like, growths that are on the lining of the soft muscle of your uterus, and they can cause your periods to be, like, super, super heavy. Like, you have to wear an adult diaper type period.
Okay.
So that would explain the sudden loss of blood. And it would explain the losses of blood in short periods of time, because it would be lining up with her menstrual cycle. But even in these cases, it's not the way that it was happening to her. So it still doesn't line up. It's almost like she like kind of tried to get there with just, she was looking up shit on Google. And then she's like, I could explain this. And then she posted that because people were still like, okay, but they're like, people live with that all the time, and they're not getting blood transfusions all the time. So it was also at this point that, and that's, well, and that's also why she needed the hysterectomy, why she was trying to raise money for it, which is one of like the most classical methods of treatment for uterine fibroids, because it is like a very serious thing. Like, a lot of people with uteruses suffer from this, and it doesn't, it's very hard to get better. So Kelly then also claimed at this time that she was having seizures, but the doctors were able to determine that these were being faked. And then this, once they kind of solidified that she was faking something, it's kind of what led the doctors and the nursing staff and the hospital staff to believe that she was faking most, if not all, of her illnesses. So then Kelly stopped posting as much. She like kind of got found out. But then in 2018, she started posting again, and this time she was posting pictures of her feet and ankles being swollen. She also started to post that she was getting these sores, that were not getting better and that they were only getting worse. this is a little silly, but Reddit then got hold of this story and Reddit theorized that she was injecting her own poop into her legs to start causing infections.
I hope that one's fucking false, dude.
That is solely from Reddit.
I hope it is because that's
I
nasty.
Don't think that they have anything to back it up. The wounds that she was getting were starting to get worse, and they were starting to go all over her legs. And it wasn't like just her legs were hurt. No, her legs were like turning black. Like they were getting so deeply
They're so
infected and
infected.
just rotting away. And she documented all of this on her social media again. And she then posted that her sores were the cause of something called Beckett's disease. This is a rare type of autoimmune/inflammatory disease that can cause sores all over the body. And typically, they will go away on their own after a little bit. But in more severe cases, it can cause like inflammation to your spinal cord, to your brain. It can cause issues with your blood clotting and all this stuff. But she wasn't having any of that. She was just having these huge rotting sores on her legs. And it was the same thing as a uterine fibroid. She just found something that was like going with what was happening and she went with it. She did admit at some point that she was a picker, which meaning that she's picked at her scabs. And the stuff that she fucking posted, I'm surprised it didn't get taken down. Most of it is still out there, like pictures of her rotting fucking legs. But there's, I guess, there's two videos. There's a video of her, like, she's just scratching at like this black dead ass leg, dude. And then there's another video where she cuts a nerve. Like she picked so far that she gets to a nerve in her leg. And she's like, oh, ha ha, ha. I think it's a nerve. No.
Yeah, no, I'm
Sorry.
Not gonna go look that up personally because
no,
that's
no.
just not something I need to see.
If you look any of this up on Reddit, or even if you go onto her Instagram page, you can find it.
I'm good here.
That's completely on you. I regret looking at it.
We won't be posting that on our Instagram.
No. So after all this, after her legs are rotting super bad, all this stuff, she gets approved for a skin graft. And while she's in the hospital, she gets the surgery for the skin graft, blah, 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 blah. And then it's starting to heal. And then as soon as she gets home, it goes south again because she starts picking at it again.
What the fuck?
This whole story just makes me so like nauseous because I'm like the lengths that she went through. You haven't even heard the icing on the cake. So all this happened. She got her skin graft, and then after she cut the nerve, all that stuff. So then after like a stretch of silence, remember she posted everything on her page. After a stretch of silence, her roommate posted that she was gonna need a surgery, that she was having a traumatic life event that required a surgery and required her to move into a wheelchair and then to move into a wheelchair accessible home.
Wait. Does she cut off her legs?
They're not there no more.
What?
So her twin then posted that same day later of a picture of her in the hospital, of Callie in the hospital, that she was having both of her legs surgically removed above the knee.
What?
Katie, let me tell you, her legs were so bad, you could see through them.
Like
you
bone?
could see just bare bone.
Ooh.
It was so,
oh,
but like, I don't understand how
I
she got to this point. That is like just the worst case of self-harm I have ever seen. So there's not a whole lot after the surgery. She posted that she got her leg surgically removed. And then a little bit later, she posted like she was posting a lot about keeping like a positive attitude and stuff when you're in the hospital, which people who have chronic illnesses, more power to them. I don't know if I would be that strong to be. I mean, I ruptured my Achilles and I was a wreck for like at least 2 months. So, like, people who have to deal with this stuff all the time, I don't understand how some of them are so upbeat and positive. But she was just like way too much. Like, she was just super happy about her legs being cut off. And people were like, what the fuck is your problem? And then after she got called out again, because people are like, why are you so giddy up about posting that your legs got cut off? Then she posted that she was like sad and she was like
What
dealing
is
with like
happening?
her own internal struggles and stuff like that about the surgery, which I also get because you only post the good parts of your life on social media. But if you're posting this much on social media, I don't know. I think it's weird. But anyway, the last that we have heard of Kelly is that she was posting like stories here and there on Instagram about how she misses her legs and how she like just wants to be like happy and like healthy again and all this stuff.
What do you mean
And
again?
then she just like drops off the face of the earth. Like, we haven't heard from her. People don't know if she passed. People don't know if she just got like tired of all the people who are saying she was like faking it and stuff. So she's just taken herself off social media. But like, most, like, this is where I like most of the information that I got was from other people who are still looking at her social media, or I went and I looked at her social medias. And it's just crazy because it's this whole story is off this concept called Munchausen by internet. So there's Munchausen by proxy, and then there's Munchausen to yourself. But there's this, with the advancement of the internet and the advancement of the social platforms on the internet, there has been a new source of Munchausen called Munchausen by Internet that is basically people, it's what it sounds like. People are posting online, specifically in these groups and forums for people who have like actual chronic illnesses, and they're receiving sympathy. Sometimes they receive money, but not really. And then that's kind of where the crime aspect comes into it. Because people are like, well, she went and she wasted so much blood, so much blood, so much blood, so much resources. She raised money. So people are like, should she be punished? And if so, how?
Yeah, there's no
Because
legal ground, really.
all of this stuff was ordered by doctors. Like, she fooled these doctors. She fooled everybody. So it's like, and then you can't blame the doctors either because the
No.
doctors were under the same impression that we were. Like,
Doing their jobs.
exactly. So I had never heard of it before. I'd never heard of Munchausen by internet, but I've heard of people like faking illnesses and stuff. But I guess it's been something recently that they're trying to get put into the DSM-5. Because so many stories like this are happening, just not to this extent. Like,
Elena, that is so fucking wild.
I told you, it was so
That's
fucked up.
insane. It's like just hitting me. What the fuck?
You know, where I thought of it, well, not thought of it, where I saw it is because I was seeing a lot of TikToks for the movie Run. Do you remember I was telling you about Run? It's a movie, it's a very good movie. It's a movie on Hulu, and it's kind of like the Gypsy Rose and Blanchard type thing. Very good movie. It's on Hulu. And it's about a mom who is making her daughter sick, and that is Munchausen by proxy, which is where you are inducing illness on someone else. She is inducing illness on herself to get famous on the internet.
That's such an interesting concept that we are just like getting into as a society. Because there's I'm sure there's going to be, and I think we're on the, or we're making like the sixth edition of the DSM. So like that next, and I have no idea when it, like when they get refreshed or whatever, but I know the last, like DSM-5 was last edited in like 2018 or something like that. So we're going to, I'm sure we're going to see a bunch of different disorders and diagnoses that come up with shit like this. That's insane.
And it's stuff, because Munchausen is not a new mental disorder. Like, people from the 1950s, people from, there's evidence of people from the 1800s.
Yeah.
Like faking illnesses in order to either get out of things or to receive sympathy from people or X or Y reason. But now that we've added something like the internet to it, and people see people who have these illnesses get famous on things like TikTok or Instagram or something like that, and they're like, I want to be that. It's the weirdest thing. I'm like, why would you want to live like this person who has, we'll say cancer, that's a very popular one. It's like, why would you want to put yourself through that?
Attention.
Who looks at that and says, I want to be them, instead of, I feel so sorry for them? You don't even have to feel sorry for them. You could just be like, damn, that sucks.
Objectively.
Objectively, that's shitty. Cancer's shitty. But you don't have to be like, you know what?
Girl, what if I had cancer? We have a lot to discuss, don't we? Oh my God. That's wild. I also just, well, I'll save that later for later. This is crazy. Let me tell you, girl, I did not say this at the beginning. Elena texted me the other day, how do you feel about cannibalism? And I knew what she meant. I knew what you meant for the podcast. And you then clarified. But I'm like, Elena, this is the kind of shit that if we ever end up murdered or whatever, and the police are going through our phones, they're going to be like, what does this mean?
Mm-hmm.
Ask you. So Katie's missing. What do you mean by this? You know? What the fuck?
I'd be like,
And my answer was, fine, I guess. Yeah, but this is not that.
Mm-mm,
so no. I didn't know what to expect. And
I found this very shortly afterwards, because I watched Run like probably like a couple days ago, probably like Wednesday. It's
wild, bro. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
It's time to discuss.
It is, and boy, is this a discussion.
Boy,
I thought that this was going to be a good discussion.
I feel like it'll be interesting, if nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. So I guess if you're over 21, come join us. And in a state where marijuana can be consumed recreationally, I guess, unless you're not doing that. I don't know.
Or I guess maybe even medically, too.
Medically, not if you're faking it. Just kidding. Sorry.
Oh.
Okay, well, see you there.
Oh, well, we'll catch y'all there.
Oh, man. Anyway. Oh my God. The fact that she picked her legs. I'm holding up. Oh, I'm going to get nauseous. I already know this is going to be a mistake, but I'm going to do it anyway. Reddit.
So I'm going to send you some pictures.
Gnar. I'll just look it up. What's his name? What's her name? Kelly? Callie?
Kelly Ronahan.
Oh, no. Munch, Detective Munch from SVU died. Wait, hold on. I should probably fact check this. Hold on. Yeah, he died. Anyway, sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Rest in peace. What's her name?
Kelly Ronahan.
Kelly Roan. Nope. Roan. How do you? Roan.
Ronahan. Ronahan.
Ronahan. It's not her name. Oh no. The image. Oh my God.
Like, it's, they're bad. Like, they're bad.
Holy fuck.
She picked her legs so bad, they had to cut them off. They had to.
Oh my God. I could have gone my whole life without looking that up, but this was a mistake. This was a mistake. That's disgusting. And like, I'm only saying that. No, it's fucking gross. I'm sorry. If you like suffer from
No.
a genetic condition that that happens to, I am so sorry. That's gross. And it's only gross because we're not to, I'm not supposed to know what the inside of a leg looks like. You know?
And not like that. Like,
No, that's
that
a
is not
dead
what the
leg.
inside of a
That's
leg's
dead
like.
tissue.
Yeah, exactly. That's what that is.
That is dead infected tissue. That's for doctors and nurses, not for me. Not for me to see. Ew.
Like, I would classify it as medical gore. Like,
Oh,
it's
yeah.
gory. Yeah,
Oh, it
like,
is super gory. And it's even scarier than a lot of gore that I've seen because it's like not, it's not like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Like it's not like a movie violent, you know? It's that's pure infection. Oh, ooh, that was yucky. Don't look it up, guys.
And she just like looks.
So
I
sad.
think what makes it worse is the fact that I know that she did it to herself. Like, she intentionally did this to herself. She doesn't have Behcet's disorder. Even if she did, it doesn't manifest like that. Like, she doesn't have these things. She did this to herself. And that's what makes it so much more mind-bending for me. I'm like, why would you do that?
See, I'm trying to think of it from like a clinical perspective, and I'm like, what causes that? Because I'm like, I see like in my job, I see like some kids like have tics and stuff, and like it's un you can't control it. You can't control like I have it doesn't matter, but one child like clapped his hands a lot and to the point where they would bleed. And it's like that he couldn't control it. But that and I feel like I've seen that happen with like picking too, but it's more like on the face. Like I've seen one kid like his face would get raw because he would rub it a lot, but that's still not the same. That's and like we don't have an explanation for that either, I don't think. That's just really what
To be honest,
you
I don't even think that if you spoke to her, she would be able to tell you
probably not.
why.
It's probably just like a compulsion almost, but I feel like the lying is almost a compulsion.
Yeah. Like, it's not like she took it too far and now she's like backtracking. Like, no, she went all in and
Do you
she
think
went
she
all
believed it?
in.
Like, do you think she was delusional?
I think that there's either two options, that she was delusional and she truly believed, because when you look at the way that she talks in her posts, it's very odd. It's very like, and this is not a dig at her, this is purely how I felt that it was. It's very like childlike and
Yeah.
almost immature. So I don't know if she truly felt that she was sick and that people were bullying her and not believing her, or if she was smart enough to come across that way so that she would be more credible, so that no one would think like, oh, she's smart enough to come up with this whole plan. You know what I'm saying? Both of them are scary to me. But I think that she was a little bit more in the middle, that she wanted to believe it and she wanted to be sick. Maybe she had some sort of symptom. Maybe her periods were very intense or something like that. And so then she started just exaggerating and building off because she had to get here
Well,
somehow. You don't start with self-harm and an eating disorder and then jump to getting your legs cut off. Like, this is a years-long process.
it's interesting that you mentioned that because it's like, how you're right, how did we get here? But it's also like, what do you like? How did we get from like heavy period? Well, we didn't get from heavy period. How did we get from what did you call it? Uterine fibrosis? fibers, fibroids,
yeah,
fibers,
fibers, uterine fibers.
uterine, the bleeding. How do you get from that to then amputated legs? Like, it's interesting because it's like, oh, she stopped getting attention for the uterus thing, so now she had to pick something else. Literally, oh, I'm so sorry. It keeps happening without like my intention, you know? But we went from the uterus, and then she stopped getting attention, so we got to the legs, and then she stopped getting attention, so we went to the amputation of the legs. It's like it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'm like, did it really, or did she do that on purpose? Like, did this happen to her, or did she make it happen?
I feel like just the way that it also like progressed too. It's like she realized that she stopped getting somewhere with the bleeding and the bleeding herself, that she like not went to the next best thing, but she like tried to up it again.
Yeah, it
Like,
keeps
okay,
getting
if I
more and
can't
more
get blood
extreme.
transfusions, I'm gonna get a skin graft. Like,
Yeah.
these really intense procedures that people get because of real things that happen to them. Like, no one wants a skin graft. They're
No.
very painful. They're very
Which was
shitty.
kind of like what you were saying earlier, like, why would you choose that? But that's where you go, where you get into like the true like illness that can be like mental, not illness. Like, it's almost like she doesn't have a choice. But it's hard when it's something like this, because it's like, no, she did. But at the same time, like, the psychology person in me is like, she didn't really have a choice. Like, it's almost like a compulsion. I just keep saying, like, that's just so strange. And I've never seen that before.
It's She was sick, but not with what she was saying she was sick with. Like,
No. Like, that appears to
she.
be all made up, like all of her illnesses that she had. But she has something. Ain't no way that it was
No. And
typical
that's.
developing person.
No, not at all. And that's not something to like be ashamed about.
No,
Plenty of
absolutely
people
not.
have mental illnesses. Plenty of people have compulsions, and they may or may not know that those things are compulsions. That's why it's a compulsion. Like, you just do it to do it. So, I mean, I get it from that standpoint, but she had to be somewhat self-aware because she had to convince them. Like, she had to convince these
That's
doctors.
true.
So a part of her had to realize that. I saw this one TikTok that said, being aware of a mental illness is like the worst, because I know the thoughts. I know that the thought is irrational, but I also cannot stop the thoughts. Like, I
That
just live
hit
with it,
close to home
you
a little.
know?
That hurt me.
Can't stop the crazy. She just lives there. Like,
Y'all, I FaceTimed Elena the other night sobbing uncontrollably with this exact scenario where I was like, I know that it's irrational, but I can't stop the irrational from being irrational, but I'm sad about it, so I'm gonna tell you. Like, what the fuck? No, but it's crazy because that is true. And like, if Kelly, if you are listening somehow, some way, I mean no disrespect, because you were going through something. And that's horrible. And I'm truly sorry for that, because regardless of the scenario, people deserve to be happy and healthy in whatever way that is for them. And this, I mean, if this is happy and healthy for you, I mean, more power to you, I guess. But you have two less legs because of choices you made, but also your brain made, if that makes sense. Like, it's a very complex scenario here.
And another thing that blows my mind is that, like, she did all this for internet fame, but it's not like she ever got to like this high soaring amount of fame.
No, I've never heard of
Her,
her.
I think the most that she got followers wise was like 16 or 17,000, which is a lot. It's a lot more than me and you combined. But
Yeah.
When you're dealing in the world of influencers where you have to have 50,000 followers to even be considered an influencer, it's not
That's
that much,
insane.
and definitely not that much to self-mutilate almost to this degree.
Almost,
Like,
girl, she did.
it's like, it's weird because she caused it, but her actions brought it to a point where it wasn't faking it anymore, and she
Yeah.
medically had to have them removed.
See, it's also like I know that I'm not 100% certain about everything, but I know like skin picking is very real. And like a lot of I'm pretty like I, this is where I'm not certain, but I know like anxiety causes that. Like I'm sitting here picking my cuticles because I'm anxious for some reason. So it's like I know that that's a very real thing. And I'm sure, see, that's where I kind of struggle with it because I'm like, did she start this out by creating these sores to get the attention, but then it went into like, I can't stop picking them? Because like that I could see happening. I just got a tattoo. I want to pick all the fucking skin off. But if I had that compulsion, it could very easily get infected and very like it that's something that happens to people for sure. But it's where like where did she when did the intention stop? You know? You bamboozled me, Elena.
I just thought this was a very good discussion point because it's like there's things that we can discuss and there's mental disorders that we can discuss because we have parameters for it, we have legal definitions, we have the DSM-5 and previous and stuff like that. But when you are venturing into these new types of things that are coming from a new age, because we have things like the internet, it's just, it's so much more, it broadens these things out because it's like, when does it stop being internet trolls just trying to get, clout or followers or whatever, to real life, she lost her legs. Like
Yeah.
it got to this point that it's caused real life effects.
Dude, her
Like,
bone was exposed. I saw it. Like, you were not lying.
no, it
Her
was exposed. You
bone
could
was
see through
exposed.
her leg. No.
Like, that's very real. That's not being fake.
No, that's not being fake.
It's so. I feel like this is going to come across as kind of like a joke, but I also don't really know. And I don't mean it that way. But like, could you imagine explaining to someone from like 18, like 200 years ago, 1823, what cyberbullying is? Try. Because it's like, and
You
I'm
said that about me
sure.
and Kyler.
Oh.
Explain a long distance relationship to someone from the Civil War.
There.
We have dates, but over the phone.
Over FaceTime. Sorry, I can see him, but he's in beep. I don't know where, whatever, it doesn't matter. What the
Jordan
hell?
line, yeah.
Explain that to someone 200 years ago.
America, explain. Jeez.
It's just what? And like, bitch, my dad's in his 60s. I have a hard time explaining cyberbullying to him. Like, it's a concept that is so new, and I don't know why that's the first thing I thought of, but like that and like something like this where like the what'd you say Munchausen by internet? Like this is a concept that is brand new, and we are just scratching the surface of it, and there's gonna be more down the road. I'm sure 200 years from now they're gonna be like these stupid bitches, you know? Like
They're
what
gonna be
is
like, yeah, now there's Munchausen by hologram or some shit. Like,
girl, if I'm still alive, please. Please.
well, what was the thing that was create FOMO? FOMO, the fear of missing out, that anxiety was created from the internet.
Oh, yeah, no, that makes sense, though.
We're creating, not creating, but like these things are manifesting because of the internet.
Well, they're just new. It's like humans are learning these new anxieties because we've never experienced the internet before. Bullies didn't know that you could be mean to someone online. 40 fucking years ago. Like
You didn't even have an online to be mean
you didn't even know what that
to.
was. So it's like bullying back in the day when my dad was a kid was getting punched in the face. But
Which is a
now it's
very
like,
real consequence. But
yes.
now it doesn't get real until it's way past that point. So it's
Yeah,
like,
and you saw it with
where do you start the line?
that I don't remember. I've thought about covering this case, but I don't remember their names off the top of my head. But the girl from I think there's a show, The Girl of Plainville or something like that, who like kind of texted her boyfriend to kill himself, and he did. And it's like that
Another case,
is a
another case.
completely, I don't remember. I think his name is like Connor. Oh, I feel really bad. I feel like I'm gonna look it up because I don't want to be like that one guy.
His memory, you know.
Yeah.
But I remember they had a whole legal discussion of when
Conrad.
text messages were used in court.
Yeah, and it's
When before in history have we used text messages in court?
never. It's just, and like there's different, we didn't know that that was illegal until it happened, unfortunately. And even now, I don't know. I shouldn't speak too much on that because I'm not 100% certain about all that, but it's like these things are just so new. Oh my God. It stresses
How do
me.
you make laws for stuff that we don't even understand? Like if someone goes and kills someone, that's a
That's been
fundable,
illegal
like not a
from
fundable.
early on.
That's a provable offense. You know what I'm saying? Like that's something that there's a body, there's a weapon, there's a
Yeah.
story, there's cut and dry. When you get into stuff like this, it's like, okay, and it brings up the question, should she be charged for wasting medical resources?
What would she be
Because she
charged?
did.
Theft? Like,
But then, exactly, but then what do you charge her for? If
yeah, and
someone goes to
it's
the
like,
doctor and thinks that something happened, but then it ends up being something else, you don't accuse them of a crime.
no, and
But
misdiagnoses happen all the time. So it's like, if we're using
exactly.
that logic, it's like shit like this, and like laws can be so challenging because it's like, for so many of these things, it has to be 100% right 100% of the time. And with things like the internet, it is never 100% right 100% of the time.
No.
Like, you're right. Not everyone that's gets told to kill themselves are going to kill themselves from being told on the internet. Like, that's not going to happen every single time. But there are times that it does happen. So it's like, what lawyers, you know? What
Lawyers,
do you mean?
please explain.
Yes. I am Confucian.
Right. I don't get it, but I do. It's one of those things where I don't understand it personally, but I understand why it would happen because of the amount of sympathy that we give to people on social media who really do have these illnesses. Like, there are people who have millions of followers and they got famous because they were making jokes about their cancer. Or there was the one girl who she was on YouTube and she made videos about her coping with the fact that she was going to die and she got famous off of that. So it's like, I get why it would happen, but it still doesn't actually make sense. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think it's also one of those things where it's like there are some people that are going to be more predisposed to feeling that like extreme. Like, you can't tell me that she just had like this single thing. Like, no, she was probably lacking attention somewhere or felt like she was lacking attention somewhere, some type of personality situation of that need to have that attention or whatever. It's like, it's not just one thing. It's so many things stacked up that it all just exploded into her losing her legs. Like, oh, but it's so complex. And then you can just sit here and think about it and then go into rabbit holes like I am.
Well, this story also kind of brings up the topic of people who self-diagnose, because
I'll take
there are technically illnesses or symptoms of that you know your body the best. So you could theoretically, document your symptoms and bring yourself to a conclusion. I don't think anybody should diagnose themselves, but I understand some arguments for self-diagnoses and stuff. And it kind of destroys their credibility because anybody, she faked fucking blood transfusions, dude. Do you know how much work it goes through to get a blood transfusion?
How much
Like,
paperwork?
you don't just walk into a hospital and say, "Oh, I lost this blood," and they're
So
like,
there's
"Okay," and
tests
they
that
hook
need to
you
be
up.
run.
Like, there's so many tests, there's so many labs, there's so many things that she had to go through that it's like, whoa, where do you stop it? because there's the argument for the self-diagnosis, but then she got diagnosed.
Yeah, I don't know. You lost me. I don't know, girl. I couldn't tell you. I truly, this is just a whole lot of unknown and
Just
uncharted
think,
territory. Like, we don't
I
know.
think she really brought up a lot of different discussions about the way that we need to handle not only the healthcare system, but the internet. The internet is a lawless place, and every day I am proving that.
In different ways, every single
You
day.
can tell me that shit is illegal on the internet, but I don't believe it. You can go, you can buy a person online, you can buy drugs online, you can get anything on the internet, and it's crazy. It is a lawless place. So
We
of
are
course shit like this is
entering
gonna
no
happen.
think territory, Elena.
Cannot think.
Of shit that stresses me out more.
Katie has never let me, let me tell y'all something. Katie has never let me do a dark web case or spooky sesh or any of that. Otherwise, we,
Elena,
but I respect that.
you just
Huh.
said you can buy a person online and my heart rate spiked. It's too much for me to handle. And then
Too much.
you can go into it even further. You can buy a child online.
Oh, you
And
can buy
I
anything.
could do that.
Not even buy.
Anyone can do that. And that's where I get fucking stressed out because there are no laws on the internet. There are fucking pedophiles that can do whatever the fuck they want. And they do. I hate it. I hate the dark web. I don't understand it. And I have no desire to understand it. Thank you very much.
No.
Elena, maybe one day, if y'all want a fucking dark web, talk to Kyler about it, okay? He'll take my place for the day.
He, you know what? I don't think I've ever actually had that conversation with him. I'll wait till he listens to this.
Yeah, let us know.
That's how
Let us know
I'll
what
know
you
if he listens to this all the way through. One day I'm just gonna get a text message. So, what did you want to ask me about the dark weapons?
Gotta ask him because he ain't asking me. I'm not doing it. I can't. I'm not in the mental state to handle that right now. I'm barely stable enough to handle this shit with the
Yeah,
bone.
I was gonna say I'm barely here with a see-through
Yeah, and
leg.
now we gotta record another heartbreaking, tragic case. You guys,
You guys.
you do how I feel. Why would you say
You
that?
don't understand. I
This is Isuayut. How does her
mean,
twin feel? Like,
her twin? See, her
twin
twin?
this too, or?
Like, I didn't find a whole lot of negative or positive on her. Her twin really comes up in the story because she was someone who confirmed that she really got her legs cut off because, like, people were speculating
Well, no one's
that
gonna believe
too.
Kelly.
Exactly.
Because
So
pregnant.
she was there more to confirm it, but also like she comes up in Kelly's social media where she's like a part of her life, and she's like, there's one post where she's like, my twin cooked me dinner and my twin is cooking for me, you know, 'cause I'm ill and stuff like that. So like she does exist and she does like play a part in her story, but I mean, all I know is that her name is Gina.
That could be an
I don't
interesting like
know.
case study almost, because it's like if twins are so interesting in terms of psychology, and if you're a twin, I mean absolutely no offense by this. This is just me being myself. But it's like it's very rare that we have a scenario where two people, identical or not, but especially if they're identical, are raised in the same exact environment, have the same exact like health predispositions and everything like that. It's so rare because even siblings, like me and my brother, are ha like we're half related, or no, we're fully related, but like half, what is it, half the DNA? Siblings have half DNA? No, siblings have 100. No, siblings have half DNA. Wait, genealogists. I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, with the twins, I know it's 100% DNA. They're like the same person. It's like a clone, essentially. So it's like you have this ability to really look at how environment and how things like that can shape and change behavior. So it'd be very interesting because it's like if Gina turned out completely fine and is fully satisfied with the attention she receives, but then we have Kelly who's over here doing her thing. What do you mean? What? You know, I
What
just,
do you mean?
yeah, that's wild. Psychologically, that's wild. Medically, that's wild.
Yeah, no, that's a whole lot.
And that's Kelly.
And that's jazz.
Yes. Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, overall, it's just a very fucked up event that happened. I think it's even more not mind-boggling, but like the last time she posted was 2021, which was only 2 years ago. So I hope that she doesn't come up with something else
What the fuck else could she come up with? That's not
to, well,
challenge.
because last time she took a break, she took a 3 year break. So that would mean that if she was continuing with this in the next year or two, she'd be posting again, gaining sympathy over something else. But to be honest, I feel like the legs might have been too real for her. So that's why she hasn't posted anything, because she used to post everything. And then now she's just gone dead silent. Like, people thought she was dead because she went so silent online.
I don't know what treatment for whatever her condition. If there's a condition, I don't know what the treatment would look like, but I hope she's received it. I hope she's at peace. I hope everyone in the fucking world, I hope everyone's at peace. Can we all just protect our peace, please? 2023. Like, this is a lot.
I just hope that whatever she was going through or is going through, wherever she's at right now,
Yeah.
I hope she's good. I
And she's
hope
well.
that she is getting physical wellness checks as well as mental wellness checks, like, because now, I mean, she truly is disabled. She is an amputee. So I hope she's good on that front. I also hope she's good mentally. You know, she's nourishing the rest of her body now, but
Yeah. I mean,
sheesh,
that's all
Kelly.
we're for, I guess.
And to be honest, I hope that she does post something again so that we know what happened to her. Like, I know that no matter what she posts, it's gonna get torn up, but at least to know that she's somewhat alive and well, like,
Yeah,
because
I mean,
good God, this is a crazy fucking event. And you're right, I feel like unfortunately, there's only gonna be more people who take it to more extremes.
yeah, let's not do that, y'all.
I'm not encouraging it.
Absolutely
Like,
not.
put me out of a job, please.
We don't need to keep expanding the internet crime list. Like, we can just
No.
stop it here, you know? I feel like we've covered enough. All done. All done. You can't
All
see
done.
it. I just signed all done because we are all done.
All done.
I'm busting out my teacher voice, y'all. We are all done. No more.
No.
I mean, I guess find us where you find us on the Instagram,
Yeah.
Twitter, the
It'll
TikTok.
be somewhere.
I'll say it in the next episode. Don't worry. You'll just have
I'm
to.
not gonna put any of her links or anything, but if you look up her name on
It's easy to
Instagram and
find.
Reddit and all that stuff, then like we'll just post pictures of her face. But if you want to see anything else or look deeper into her story,
Yeah,
do
I'm
that
not
on your
gonna
own
see that.
time.
Not even without, not even with like a trigger slide. Absolutely not.
No, I'm surprised I didn't get taken off her Instagram. Like, she.
I don't know the word I'm looking for. What's it was censored on Reddit. So, that's all you know. Oh man. Well, love you.
Well, love you guys. Catch you on the flippity flip.
Back. That's right. Okay.
Okay, that's right. All
Catch you next time.
right, see you.
Bye.
Bye.